when a witch doctor came against my guest, the witch was struck dead. Next, on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet, the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe, only on It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. There is going to be a power encounter between you and the invisible realm. Sometime during this telecast, this will be interactive. You will literally feel the presence of the creator of the universe come right through your television set. My guest is from Uganda. His name is Robert Kyanja. Now, Robert, when was the first time you can remember seeing a miracle based on you praying?
The first time I saw the power of God coming was through the situation we had of Idi Amin. Idi Amin was a tyrant who killed over 1 million people, over 1,000 ministers of the gospel, and several people. And he had an encounter with even the nation of Israel itself. In fact, a brother of the former prime minister of Israel, Netanyahu, was killed in Uganda in that raid.
Yes.
So we were going through a lot of fear, a lot of turmoil. I was a little boy. We had to jump some dead bodies going to school. And they had no heads because Amin's henchmen had cut their heads off to disguise their identity. And so later on to find out it was a professor, it was a doctor, it was a politician. And so at that particular time, my first encounter was when Jesus Christ appeared to me and he said, go bring my people back to me. I was just 17 years old. And I grew up in a Christian family. My father was an Anglican priest, which we call Episcopalian.
Yes.
And when he came, it was 3 p.m. in the evening in 1979, and he told me, he said, don't even worry, Idi Amin is on the way out. And I said, no, why do you talk to me? Why don't you talk to my dad? He's already in your business. I didn't want to be a preacher. I didn't want to be a minister of the gospel.
But that was who my first... told you?
Jesus.
God told you that Idi Amin was on his way out before everyone knew?
Before everybody knew.
Huh.
It lasted for seconds, but it was like ages. When I woke up, I moved where my parents were, and I told them that Idi Amin is going. I could see the picture of Jesus. I'd seen some pictures of Jesus in the Bible and in our living room, but it was nothing like I saw in that vision.
What did he look like in that vision?
He was light. He was hope. He was faith. He was what you hope to have. He had a frame of a human being, but it was more glorious than what we see in pictures today, in the artistical pictures we look at. He was real. He speaks in the inside of you. It's like once you look at him, it's like everything around you is non-existent. And I told them, and my parents said, you are crazy. Shut up. You want to get us all killed. I told them on 11th April, Idi Amin will be out of this country. And exactly 11th April, Idi Amin was out of the country.
In other words, you were told by Jesus the exact day that he would leave.
The exact day, the exact year, the exact season where Idi Amin will go. And even though that happened, I just couldn't believe it. I knew I had seen it, but I didn't know the power that was behind it. And from that moment on, I began to see great miracles happening. Now I see and I know them, they were great miracles by the power of the supernatural. But by then I didn't know that Jesus was behind it.
Give me an example of what you saw.
One of it was rain. We didn't have rain during that time for about 6 months. Everything was drying in the northeast of Kampala, where my father was a parish priest. Everything was dying. Famine was setting in the country. Food had come from the UN to help, you know, supplement what the people were having. And then that day, we walked outside, it was so hot, and I turned around, I told my siblings and my mom and my dad and everybody who was there that tonight at 7 p.m., it would be raining. So everything would be removed outside the house. And there was no sign of rain in the air, but the voice spoke to me and it said, tonight at 7, it's going to be raining. And the cloud was very clear. The clouds were very clear. There was nothing. You could think that rain was coming. And at 7 p.m., it was raining.
Tell me about the person you looked in their ear, and the parts of the ear were not even there, and Jesus healed him.
One of the things that the miracle that happened, which is in Denmark, I'm ministering, and there is a little boy comes, and he can't hear, he can't speak. And his ears, when we looked inside, I put my fingers there, they were going deeper and deeper. There was nothing stopping my fingers. And the first thing I did was I was scared because I thought I was going to touch his brain. So I pull out my fingers, and there was nothing in there. So I turned to his parents and I said, what is happening? What's happening? They said, well, he was born with nothing inside, no eardrum, no three bones of the ears, nothing inside of his ear. And they brought him to be prayed for. And the power of the supernatural, I felt like electricity in my hand. The boy went down.
Out of curiosity, more than right now? Because right now I feel the power of God. Was it even stronger?
It was stronger. I felt the power of God in my hands and all over me. He fell down. And as a result, we pick him up. He can hear. He began to speak.
Instantly?
Instantly. We look in his ears, and everything is in there. I tried to put my finger, and my fingers couldn't go back where they were before.
That's got to be one of the greatest miracles you've seen.
No.
No? Hold that thought. That's one of the greatest miracles I've heard of. And he said, no. I'll bet when it happens to you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. I'm in awe. I mean, did you hear what Robert Kyanja said from Uganda? He said there, he looked in the ear, he put his finger in, he was afraid to put it in because he might touch the brain because there were no parts of the ear. There was nothing for medical science to heal. And he prayed for this young boy. So he was born that way, right?
He was born that way.
And so he had never heard.
He never heard, never spoke. He reminds me like a little boy, 11 years old, from Russia. I met him in Brownsville, Pensacola Revival. And Pastor Kilpatrick brought him on the stage. The boy was deaf and dumb, and he had never spoke, but one of the pastors in the area had adopted him and brought him to the meeting. And when he saw what God was doing on the platform, and the boy was crying, he said, I'm ready, through sign reading, sign speech. And he said, I'm ready. He came forward, we prayed for him, and he began to speak and to hear as I'm talking to you right now.
When you see someone that maybe an eyeball is missing, and that person says, I believe Jesus is going to heal me, do you have faith that that person would be healed?
Yes, and sometimes not.
How does that work?
Jesus, everybody whom he healed in the Bible, he said, your faith has healed you. And he was the Son of God. But one thing happens about faith, that when Jesus comes, even those who didn't have faith will have faith. That's what happened to me at the age of 17. When he came...
You didn't have faith.
I didn't have faith. I didn't know that miracles will happen. I didn't know. I grew up in Africa, where witchcraft is very strong.
So you're used to the supernatural.
When a witch tells you in Africa you're going to die and you don't have God, you die. It's not like the Western witchcraft we talk about. Someone running with a broom and shouting and said, hey, I'm a witch. We are talking about high levels of witchcraft. We are talking about people who have the supernatural powers to turn things around in the negative sense.
Give me an example.
I remember after 3 years after I got my encounter with God, I went to an area where God wants me to start a ministry and a work of God. And there was a strong witch in the area, and he had killed many people. He could send them snakes. He could send them killer bees. He could appear and disappear in many kinds of form. And when he heard I was preaching and we were banning witchcraft, because one of the things God told me is whenever you go, tell the people to surrender their witchcraft potions, their witchcraft tarasmas and pieces and whatever mediums they use and idols. And what happened when the man heard about it, he confronted me. He said, you better leave or you'll die in 3 days.
Huh.
And everybody told me, you better do what the man is telling you to do.
What did you say to him?
At first, as a human being, I was scared. I was raised not to confront my elders, you know, openly.
Yes.
I was taught not to cause trouble. So I went back. But then something rose up inside of me, and I said, no, it's not me who's going to die in 3 days. It's you who's going to die in 3 days if you don't repent, if you don't turn to God.
So it's sort of like a contest now between two powers, the power of God and the power of the witchcraft.
Exactly. But I didn't know it had come to that level. I thought I was speaking back. Mm-hmm. You know, when Jesus appears, when God appears, when the supernatural ability of God appears, it will help even the weakest people to become the strongest.
In my weakness is his strength.
Exactly. Because there's no way you can tell me that David could kill Goliath. The weak David killing Goliath was an act of the supernatural, empowering this little boy to destroy a giant. To make the whole story short...
What happened in 3 days? Obviously, you're here.
What happened was we began to experience situations that we never experienced before.
Like what?
I had gone to town, and three of my co-workers, we were going to town to witness on the street. We came back, and there were killer bees on our house. They were everywhere. You couldn't even turn the knob. It was everywhere. And killer bees in Africa, once they come to your house, you don't come back, because what they do, they come survey the house. The first thing the bees in Africa do, they come to survey the house before they bring the queen in. And so what you do, once they come that magnitude, they're surveying the house, and then they go and they bring the queen. So they can come anytime while you're sleeping, and your entire house or your entire tent or hut will become a beehive in seconds. Oh. And you're dead. There's
Sounds
no way
horrible.
You can get out. It's terrible. So what happened was, it was everywhere. And then all of a sudden, I said, oh, God, what are we going to do? And something, the wind began to blow from every angle, and it blew the bees away. Now, the neighbors, we were next to military barracks. They said, you better get out because they're coming back. We thought they're coming back because we know how they operate. But what happened was that day, they never came back. So 2 days passed, and I'm scared for my life because the man said, I'm going to die in 3 days.
And you knew that he could back it up.
I knew he could back it up. There were examples he had already done that. Supernaturally, I began to fast and pray and wait upon God and praise God. So that Sunday, I ate nothing. I stayed in the house with my co-workers, three of them, and we were just worshiping God and praising God. At 3 p.m. exactly, when that man came to challenged me on Thursday, 3 p.m.
The third
That's
day
when
now.
He came. Yes. But on Sunday, 3 p.m., when 3 p.m. came, we had a car had crashed on the main street of the road, which comes from Kampala to Masaka. And it was like it knocked somebody. There was a heavy knock. Wow. Everybody ran down there to hear this great noise. And this body of this man, Musoke, who was a great witch in that area, who had bewitched everybody, his head was lying in the middle of the road. His body was lying in the middle of the road, but the head was on the side of the road.
How
it was
happen?
Like something came and cut his head off. We don't know what happened. There was no car that knocked him. We had a great noise.
I know what happened. What happened is the greatest power, Jesus, showed he was real. Don't go away. You think this is good. Wait till you hear what happens next. Be right back. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Robert Kayanja from Uganda. And let me tell you something. They know how to raise men and women that can get in touch with God in Uganda. I want to know something. You see, the Bible says that the non-Jew is to provoke the Jew to jealousy. I'm Jewish. You're provoking me to jealousy. Why did God pick you for these miracles?
God loves people. And God chose the Jewish people to bring in the seed of Jesus Christ. Jesus was for the whole world. Now, I always ask myself, why did God just to choose the Jewish people to bring in the Messiah? That's also a question I have.
Why not someone from Uganda? I understand.
Yes. I said, why did God chose these people for all these years that from Abraham, our grandfather Abraham, up to Jesus Christ, God used no any other people on the face of the earth? It was a supernatural work that he preserved the remnant through which a Messiah will be born so that the hope of the whole world will come. You see, it was not so difficult to get the Gentiles to believe on the Messiah than to get the Jewish people to believe on the Messiah. Isn't that amazing? It's not so difficult to believe on Jesus Christ because the whole world around the Jewish community was involved in the supernatural in the negative sense. People in Africa, people in Asia, they all know the power of the supernatural in the negative sense. They have seen the devil work in their lives. And when Jesus brings that hope to the people, when he brings that message, when they see the cripple walking, the blind eyes open, something triggers, they run. They run. But I tell you, God is about to do a great work in the Jewish nation. And he's going to bring his people to himself.
Well, it says in the Bible that the Jew, that's me, requires a sign. Have you ever prayed for dead people and they've come back to life?
We have seen over 7 dead people come back to life.
One was
a little boy in our service when I was beginning the ministry to get the place where we were. And this boy had been dead for 2 days. He was 9 years old. And when I walked to his house, that place where we started our ministry, where we started our church, and the dead body was in the living room. When people die in Africa, we don't have morgues, we don't have funeral homes. So people, their deads are in the houses. That's where people go for mourning. And this little boy was lying down on a mat covered with a little torn blanket. It was in the middle of the wall. He was dead. And the Spirit of God told me, tell everybody to leave the house except the mother. So everybody left the house except me and the mother. And the Spirit of the Lord told me, said, pick up this boy. Now, I felt a cold drop of cold water dropping on my head down in my body. And what I felt was such a strong force that I could carry this entire building by my own hands. It has happened on me 3 or 4 times ever since that. But it was supernatural power of God. And then I picked up this dead boy with his blanket and I placed him against the wall. And the boy sneezed. And what happened, I ran out of the room. I was
Why?
Not ready for that. I was so scared. And the mother followed me, and the boy followed us as well. And as a result...
Great man of faith.
I'm not running. And as a result, what happened was the work of God started. And out of that, we've seen 1,000 churches planted in the country, and over 3.5 million people come to the Lord.
Quickly,
in the nation.
Because we only have a moment, I want you to pray a fast supernatural prayer for people to be healed right now.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because in the name of Jesus, you are a God of hope. And you are God of mercy. There are those who are sick. There are those who are blind. There are those who are deaf. There are those who are struggling financially. I want you to place your hands where you feel the pain. If you are deaf, put your finger in that deaf ear. If you are blind, touch your blind eye. Or if you have got any sickness. Heavenly Father, we rebuke the sickness and the disease in Jesus' mighty name. You said in your word that Jesus is working and the Father is working. And Father, we are not asking you for just little miracles. We are asking you for the supernatural power of God to go in every home and every life of everyone in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for you've answered our prayer. And we give Jesus the glory and God the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is such a tangible, Robert, presence of God. It's kind of changed. Right now, it's very peaceful. Why? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, because Jesus has stepped on the stage. And it's not only we feeling the peace, they too are feeling the peace. They too are feeling the peace. They too are having breakthroughs now. Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Every time Jesus comes, there will be peace, no matter what the turmoil or the storm has been.
It's shalom in Hebrew. It's salam in Arabic. And it's peace, y'all, in the South of the United States. But right now, that peace you're experiencing is so that you can have the faith to reach out to know God for yourself. That's what you want. You want to know Him for yourself. It's wonderful that Robert knows God. It's wonderful that I know God. But God wants you to know Him. There's no other name given unto men in which we must have our sins washed away but the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the Anointed One, the Messiah. If you believe that the blood of Yeshua washed away all of your sins. If you tell God you're sorry for your sins, He'll pour out His love to the point where your sins will be washed away and you'll have the power to overcome those sins and you'll be clean in His sight. King David said, make a clean heart within me. God wants to make a clean heart within you. And Jesus wants to live inside of you. With your mouth say, Jesus, I make you my Lord. Jesus, come inside of me. I want to know God. I want to know His power, His love, His mercy, His shalom, His peace, His completeness. Now, right now is the time. Go for it. He's right in your room. Go for it right now, right this second.